This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Greg Abbott got most of what he wanted out of his first legislative session as governor. However, not all Republicans share his enthusiasm. Ross Ramsey, executive editor of the Texas Tribune, explained why he views the just-ended session as a conservative but complicated legislature.
You look at this thing if you're a voter, particularly if you're a Tea Party voter, and you come out of November saying, you know, we won all of these races, we got a bunch of statewide officials that were the people we wanted, and you get to the end and you realize you didn't get 100% of what you wanted. Some of the loudest complaints about this session are coming from the people on the conservative end of the Republican Party, and that's why it's complicated. You know, you throw these guys into the mix, whatever their ideologies, and they start to knock ideas around, and nothing ever comes out exactly the way you think it might.
Well, what did they want that they didn't get?
The Texas Dream Act, which says undocumented immigrants who graduate from Texas high schools, live in the state for 3 years, and apply for citizenship can get in-state tuition at Texas colleges. A lot of people wanted that repealed, and nothing happened there. And another thing that they wanted was sanctuary city legislation that would require local police departments to enforce federal immigration laws to check people's immigration status when they arrest them. That didn't pass either.
So that wouldn't speak well for Dan Patrick's first term as lieutenant governor then?
Well, he got plenty of other stuff. Modest tax cuts, liberalized gun laws. You know, a lot of things like that that the right was looking for actually went through.
Approving use of cannabis oil from marijuana plants to benefit epilepsy patients, that was signed into law. But I'm curious, why was there such a big show over it with other governors present?
The problem with this, you can see it when people are talking about it, particularly when the Republicans are talking about it, how long they can go in a conversation about cannabis oil without saying marijuana. And, you know, you spend all those years with the war on drugs, and marijuana is a gateway drug, and the antipathy toward it is really, really strong, but it's got some medical uses, and marijuana laws are starting to liberalize around the country. You know, even Rick Perry had come out before he left the governor's office saying maybe we ought to decriminalize this or lower the penalties for it, you know, so we're not throwing a kid in jail for a joint. I think it's going to be a long transition, and this is just the first step.
Is school finance reform the big issue hanging over the legislature's head?
It's the big obvious one. A state district judge in Austin declared it unconstitutional. That has gone to the Texas Supreme Court, which will have arguments later this year. If they decide against the state and say, you got to fix this quickly, that could bring the legislature back. There are a couple of sleepers. The state's voter ID law and the state's redistricting maps for Congress and for the Texas House are both in federal court. And rulings against the state there could force the legislature to come back and do some fixes.
Ross Ramsey, thank you for joining me.
Thanks as always.